four sons, okay. That'll get us up to time to go and pray.
Number 147. First and last number 147.
As I travel through this field, Thank you.
88.
I am longing for the coming of the snow white angel band that shall bear my weary spirit to the settler summer land. As I tread the narrow pathway through the stormy veil, I dream of the joy that ever brightens where the burning waters gleam. I am longing for the coming, I am longing for the coming of the snow white angel band.
Thank you. appreciate it very much. All did well, and you sang beautifully tonight, all of you. We're going to go to our Heavenly Father in prayer at this time. We know that there are many that are sick and won't have a list here. And a lot of them on our list are on yours. And we will remember all the sick every time we pray. And we'll remember Brother Dwight, who has done an excellent job thus far. I know he has a good lesson tonight. So, I'm going to Heavenly Father at this time. Brother Harry is going to lead our prayer. Go ahead.
Our Creator and our God, our Father, we come before you with praise and honor and glory, expressed in the fact that we recognize your greatness and your power and your majesty, and knowing as your simple creation and your servants that we are much humbled before your sight. We're so thankful that we have this relationship, however, to give all the glory that you have and the majesty which is yours. We consider ourselves very lowly of a state, but we're so thankful that you recognize us as your children. And as your children, we are so thankful that we have the love and care and concern that you express to us and have this day and all the days of our life, preparing for us the material things of life we enjoy, the things that make our life complete and happy and joyful, and the things that give us the sustenance here in this present world. But Father, we also are thankful that we have the opportunity through Christ, your Son, to have the prospect of another life beyond this one in a place called heaven. We're thankful for that understanding we have and the provision you made through your Son that might be ours to enjoy. We're grateful for this day that we have had here of sunshine and blessings of us and the world of nature around us. And we see the change of the trees, the change of the seasons around us, recognizing the fact that all these fit a pattern that's gone on for 6,000 years of time, showing, of course, the fact that your word is true, righteous, and that your word proves to us that you do exist, and we can see that nature around us too. Help us to proclaim our faith in you and our dedication to your cause and all that we say, all that we do among whoever we go, that through us they might recognize you and your greatness. Help us to be humble before you and with each other. Our Father, we're thankful tonight as we have been each night this week, blessed by the cooperation of the churches round about, all those in this area and some also from other areas too. Appreciate the fact that our brethren can work together in peace and harmony. We can have the respect and love for one another that we do. We're thankful that we don't have the partiality it seems in so many places, and that we have the desire to be simple Christians working one with another as we do in your cause for your glory. We pray this might prevail. We might continue always to have unity and peace here, and nothing will arise that will cause the disunity of your people here. Help us to be strong against the wiles of the devil, that we might stand against him and stand for those things that are right and proper. But as we know, the devil is around us and has expressed himself in so many ways as well. We pray you give us the strength to stand, to be firm and sure in our stand, and not give way to him in anything. Help us in temptation to come our way to overcome those. Give us the strength and the patience and understanding we need to be the kind of people you have us to be. We're thankful, our Father, for the church which is planted here at Ephesus. We pray you might bless it too, and its effect it might have the community. May it shine as the other congregation around us, as a light in the darkness of the world, and that people who would seek the truth might be able to see their way here, understand the truth, and become identified with the congregation here. We're thankful for the things that stood for throughout the years, and the years have been able to join their fellowship. We're also thankful, too, for Brother Dwight for the fact that for several years now he has been identified as one of your people, has taken the responsibility of teaching your word, and has shown great success in doing so. We're thankful for his ability and concern about your word and your will and the desire to express it to others. Bless him tonight as you have the other times of this service to speak to us with words that we need to understand and hear that might encourage us in knowing your will and in exercise your will in our lives. Now, Father, we're thankful that we are able to be here tonight physically and enjoy this presence, but we know that several are not here that would like to come and could be here perhaps if they were able. We pray you might bless them and others too whose names names have been mentioned, some who have not, that we know of, and some that you know that we don't know of, who are sick, afflicted, and their bodies and their minds or their emotions might be touched in such a way that need your presence. We pray you might bless each and every one of them, and it is your will to recover them, that might once again walk among us in peace and happiness. Our Father, we're concerned too about the world in which we live now, the carnal world, because we see so much turmoil, strife, division, problems, harm, killing, in every direction we look. We recognize this might be the sign of the times, very drastic times of the coming. But we pray that you might be present in all these matters and it might work as you would have it to the glory, to your glory, to the blessing of your people. Bless those in the Philippines and other places that are experiencing great turmoil as far as the weather is concerned. We pray you might bless our brethren that they might be able to endure and come through these problems. I bless us tonight, this day, bless us to return to our home, bless us to weep and to walk along the path of righteousness that always may be led upward and forward toward heaven and eternal home through your Son. It's made possible for us to enjoy. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Let's see.
Sitting on the front row is you get all the music coming in and around you, and it's a great blessing when you're able to sit and listen to the music that y'all put forth tonight. I'd like to express my appreciation for being here. It's been a great blessing for me, and it's good to see each and every one of you out tonight. And tonight I would like to start by looking back and thinking back just for a moment